It's my pleasure to be with you. I don't know whether I bring you a blessing, but let me tell you that every time I'm here, I am blessed by you.
我每次都受到祝福，我不知道你知道，我每次在这里给我就感觉到神的祝福，还有感觉到你们给我的祝福。
To see the way that you kind of adjust and go with things, I mean, like this morning, the door's locked, and all the changes that are happening, not knowing which door to come in, where to go, and you still come in rejoicing and looking for something that God has in store for you.
看到你们能够的变通，看到的门锁上，看到这个不行，那个上面装那个灯光又不行，然后这个 computer 又装不好，但是。看到你们大家在这里忙忙碌碌弄好了以后，大家仍然快快乐乐的在这里来这个崇拜神，真的是给我带来祝福。
My secretaries at the that work for me type my message out totally, and they get to read it and proof it before I come here to speak it.
他的那个秘书在打他的讲稿，他们就是事先都一直打下来，一直念出来。然后我才拿来给你们讲。
Don't be surprised if someday they all come because they like to hear what I have to say to you folks.
不要奇怪，他们也许他会带一大堆他的秘书都带来到我们这里来聚会，因为他们想听他讲道。
But I love going back and talking to them about you and telling them about my Sunday here.
我但是我更高兴的是，我把你们这里看到的所有的这些说，这边的情形，就带给他们，告诉他们。
As a matter of fact, I will talk with my wife over lunch today and tell her about this day, and she gets very excited and feels like she's been a part of being here.
事实上，我跟我太太讲到我们在这里，然后她每次都觉得她虽然她人不在这里，但是她心她的感觉上她跟我们在一起。
The last couple of weeks, I've been watching the newspaper very closely to see the different types of commercials and advertisements that have been in the paper.
过去几个礼拜，我看到那些广告上面，他们在做出来。
So much of what I see in these advertisements is people are advertising that people for people to make a change.
所以那个广告上面说，大家都要改变。
I saw the other day that Google had over a billion hits in one of their websites that dealt with the phrase, if you could change something about yourself, what would it be?
假如如果你能要有所改变，那个改变到底是什么？那个就是 Google 在这个网上面是已经过到十亿的那个去点到那个。
As a matter of fact, as I glanced over the newspaper today, this morning earlier, I saw a number of advertisements. This will make a difference in your life. Take this pill, take this drink, do this, and you will be a changed person.
Yeah, 你去吃这个药丸，吃那个饮料，做这个，这个会把你可以改变你的一生。
Salvation and change are intimately linked together.
救恩和改变是很密切的连在一起的。
You can't have one without the other.
你不能够有一个而没有第二个。
We sang the song just a few minutes ago. Since Jesus came into my heart, what a change has been made.
我们经常说，当自耶稣来到我心中的时候，我们就有改变了。
When Jesus saves us, He also changes us and makes us like Him.
当耶稣基督来救了我们以后，他就把我们改变了，然后把我们的生活就转向他。
Let me remind you what the Apostle Paul said. It's the scripture passage that is the main verses for our sermon this morning.
所以让我来告诉你，这个在这个保罗在这个我们今天的圣经上面要念的，在以弗所书他要讲的是什么？
Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10 basically say, For by grace you have been saved through faith.
他说这个以弗所书第二章第八节到第十节。第八节说你们得救是本乎恩也，因着信。
And this is not from yourself.
这并不是出于你们自己。
It is a gift of God.
这乃是神所赐的。
Not by works, so no one can boast.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
What great insight the Apostle Paul has and shares with us. For by grace are you saved. It has nothing to do with what you do, everything of what God has done for us.
保罗实在是在告诉我们，把他里面的实实在在的经义告诉我们说，我们得救是完全是神的恩典，不是我们的劳苦苦修而得来的。
Since we are so captivated by change, whether it's our hairstyle, as I've told you before, probably the one thing I have said to my mother most is the thing that she gave me that I like the least about myself is my gray hair.
所以我们每次都对我们，尤其是女士们，对你的发型，头上的发型都真的很重要的注意。但是我跟我妈妈讲，我这个在她给我的东西最不喜欢的就是她给我的那个灰头发。
Someday when we're sitting around the table eating again, I'll tell you the story how I tried to change it and it didn't work.
那我哪天我们在跟你们吃中午的时候告诉你，我只要把我的这个灰头发要给它改掉，结果改不掉。
But just quickly to give you an idea, it was a Saturday when I went and I asked if they could change the gray hair to being sort of salt and pepper hair.
所以我在礼拜六有一次我到那里去，到那个理发店就问他说，你能不能给他变成，把我的头发变成盐跟胡椒的颜色。
I paid the money to get it done, but what I got was
结果做了半天，就是得到结果是
The color came out orange.
这个颜色是来的时候变成橘色的，橘红色。
Can you imagine the next morning I'm to stand before the congregation and preach?
你想想看，那个橘红色的头发，我第二天要去到教堂里面去，站在底下的信徒们面前去讲道。
I didn't come out on the platform until it was time for me to preach.
他说我一直都不敢站到台上，只站在就是说，范牧师叫我上来我就上。
As I walked out and stood before the people, I could hear the gasp.
我的做的是大家就
What happened to you?
啊，发生了什么事在你啊？
We'll never do that again.
哦，我绝对以后不再这样做了。
But this morning, even in the midst of the fact that all around us are people who want to change something about themselves, I want to talk to you about seven big ways that God changes us.
我们今天虽然我们已经碰到这个饭厅要改变，我们这个装这个音响改变，装那些幻灯改变，但是我要告诉你，今天我们说有七样的改变，神怎么带领我们改变。
These truths are very simple, but very important for us today.
这个是虽然是很简单，但是也是非常重要对我们。
No matter whether you've been a Christian for a long time,
不管你是一个老基督徒。
Or a short period of time, when Jesus changes your life, He does something in your life.
当耶稣基督改变的时候，他就你的身上成就的工作。
First of all, He gives you a new heart.
首先，他给你个新的心。
Prior to Jesus working in our lives, our hearts are like stone.
在耶稣基督在我们心中做工之前，我们的心像一个石头一样。
They are cold.Dead,
那么冷，那么死。
Lifeless towards God.
没有生命对神面前。
When Jesus saves us,
当耶稣基督拯救我们以后，
He gives us a completely new heart.
他给了我们一个新的心。
Capable of loving Him and loving the things that He loves.
然后给了这个信心，可以让我们可以爱耶稣，也可以爱耶稣所爱的事情。
Let me remind you of what the Bible says about that.
让我来提醒你，圣经怎么讲
？Jeremiah writes, "I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord."
我耶利米书说，神要给我们一个新的心，然后知道耶和华是我们的神。
They will be my people.
他耶和华说，这些人是我的子民。
And I will be their God.
我是他们的神。
And they will return to me with all of their heart.
他们要回转，转回用他们的心到我身上。
Ezekiel writes and says,
在以西结上面写
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you.
我要给你一个新的心和一个新的灵在你里面。
I will remove from your heart of stone.
我要把你的心中的石头拿去。
And give you a heart of flesh.
我要给你一个新的一个肉心。
And I will put my spirit in you.
我要把我的灵放在你里面。
And move you to follow my decrees.
要感动你要跟随我的律法去。
And to be careful to keep my laws.
而且你们要遵照我的那一切所有的法则。
The first thing that Jesus does when he changes our lives is he changes our heart.
当耶稣基督来改变我们的生命的时候，第一个他要改变就是我们的心。
No longer our hearts are cold like stone, but they're like Jesus.
我们的心不再是那么冷冷的像石头的冰冷，但是我们的心要像耶稣基督的心一样的热情。
The second thing that Jesus changes when he comes into our life is he makes us a new creation.
第二个事情，耶稣要改变我们的时候，耶稣有了新的那个创造。
Through faith in Jesus, you become a new creation.
在这个我们信了耶稣以后，我们变成新造的人。
Change from the deepest part of your being.
从我们心里面最深的深处给我们改变了。
What does this mean practically? Might be the question that you ask.
在实际上，实用上，这到底是怎么讲呢？
Jesus's good work on the cross saves you.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上的善功救了我。
Not your good works.
不是我们的做的工作。
Do you remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians?
你知道在这个格林多后书里面讲，保罗说。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation.
任何人是在基督耶稣里就是新造的。
The old is gone, and the new is here.
新的到来。
We are made completely new by Jesus changing our lives.
我们被主耶稣基督变成一个完完全全新造的人。
A new heart, a new creation, and thirdly, a new identity.
一个新的心。一个新的人。
Jesus gives us a new identity by changing us at the very core of our being.
而且耶稣给我们一个新的身份。
It's more than giving a shiny new paint on the old car.
并不是好像说你在那个新的身份，不是说像你在汽车上你又喷那个另外新的颜色。
Jesus completely rebuilds us from the ground up, exchanging the old for new.
耶稣基督是把我们重新完完全全重新到头就新造出来。
I like the words again of the Apostle Paul.
我喜欢保罗所讲的话。
When he says, "I have been crucified with Christ."
他说我已经与神一钉十字架上。
And no longer I live.
现在活着不再是我。
But Christ lives in me.
是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
The life that I now live in the body.
现在我活着，我身上活着的。
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
是完全是靠着我在主耶稣里面的信心而活的。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
他爱我，他把他的生命为我而死。
Paul further writes in Ephesians.
保罗他在这个以弗所书里面更写着。
And he says, "Put on the new self."
是要把我们穿上新人。
Created to be like God.
要把我们穿上新人以后，把我们磨成像一个人像神那样。
In true righteousness and holiness.
所以在他以后就变成完全是有公义有圣洁。
A new identity.
是一个新的身份。我们改变一个新的，拿到新的身份。
The fourth thing is we have God gives us a new mind when He changes our lives.
神给我们一个新的心，头脑。
Having a new mind in Christ is having a desire for an understanding God's word.
在我们这个新的头脑，就表示说我们对神的话有新的认识。
The new mind gives us the ability to think as He thinks.
新的头脑让我们使我们的所思所想是完全像神的所思所想一样。
Because he gives us a new mind to do so.
因为他给我们一个新的头脑去做。
This doesn't mean that we become smarter than non-Christians.
这并不代表说我们比那些非基督徒都比较更聪明了。
But that by God's grace,
但是由于神的恩典
we have the ability to perceive and embrace the things of God.
我们可以能够有对神有新的悟性，神所要的，我们也能了解。
And His Word from the Bible.
然后神的话语从他给在圣经上给我们。
1 Corinthians tells us
在格林多前书告诉我们
The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God.
这个假如一个人没有一个灵的话，他们就不能够从神的灵那里得到任何东西。
But consider them foolishness.
他们是那么的愚蠢。
And cannot understand them because they are they are discerning only through the Spirit.
所以说只有是灵的才能够认识灵的事情。
The person with the Spirit makes judgment about all things.
所以这个一个在神的灵里面能够
But such a person is subject to merely human judgments.
能够就是
For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him.
我们在肉体里面只能知道肉体事情，我们要在神里面的灵里面才能知道属灵的事情。
But when our lives have been changed,
当我们生命改变的时候，
we have the mind of Christ.
我们就有神的头脑。
I like the words of 1 Peter.
我喜欢这个在彼得前书上面讲的。
Like newborn babes,
就像一个婴儿一样。
We crave the spiritual milk.
我们渴望的灵奶。
So by it you may grow in your salvation.
所以我们才能够在我们的恩典中间长大。
The fifth thing that God gives us when He changes our lives is a new desire.
第五样事情神给我们是，我们要有一个新的渴望。
Before being saved, we desire the things of the world.
在我们得救以前，我们所渴望的东西都是世界上的东西。
Jesus changes our heart so that we desire the things of God.
所以当耶稣基督改变我们的心的时候，我们渴望的东西都是从神那里来的东西。
And to hate sin as He hates sin.
我们就完全对那种罪，那就完全就完全要恼恨他们。
Paul again in the book of Romans says,
保罗在这个罗马书上说
By death he died,
死他死了。
He died to sin once and for all.
他替我们把死了一次就够了。
But the life that he lives to God.
说然后他复活了。然后他活的就是为了神而活。
He changes our lives dramatically.
他改变了我们的生命。
The sixth thing that God does when He changes our lives, He gives us new emotions.
第六样东西，他给我们的改变，就是给我们一个新的情绪。
Regardless if you are a naturally loving person or not,
不管你是一个可爱的人或者不可爱的人。
When Jesus makes us new,
他当耶稣把我们变成新人以后，
we are given new emotions to love God and others.
神给我们一个新的情绪。
God tells us that an indicator that we are not saved and don't know God is if we don't love others.
神给我们说，如果我们还没有感觉到那些世人都那么可爱的时候，表示说我们也不爱神。
John says, "Dear friends, let us love one another."
那个使徒约翰也给我们讲说，我们要弟兄姐妹要，我们要彼此互相相爱。
For love comes from God.
因为爱是从神那里来的。
Everyone who loves has been born of God.
因为我们爱人的话，我们就是从神而生，而且我们也知道神。
Whoever does not love,
如果有人没有爱的话，
does not know God because God is love.
他就不知道神，因为神是爱。
That is a tremendous insight for us to realize that.
这是那么大的一个对我们深深的一个感触。
As a believer, we're to love one another.
我们这些信徒们都是应该要彼此相爱。
The seventh thing that God changes in our lives is He gives us a new power.
第七个事情是神在我们生命中改变，说神给我们一个能力。
God does not ask us to do what He doesn't empower us to do.
神没有叫我们做任何事情，如果他没有给我们能力去做。
God gives us a new supernatural power to live a new life.
他神给我们一个新的一套西装，要我们说是有能力去为他做事情。
This new power is in the indwelling of God.
那个新的能力实在就是神。住在我们的心。
The Holy Spirit is rejuvenated in the life of the individual.
借着圣灵在我们中间，把我们从前的完全重新得力。
Recently, I had a trip that I needed to make to the Portland area.
我到这个在 Oregon 州 Portland 台去，去了一趟。
When I got on the airplane, I had worked late that night, and I thought one of the first things I wanted to do as I traveled to Portland was to take a little nap.
所以我那天晚上这个准备东西准备得很晚，我想一上飞机我就是可以去小小的睡一觉。
If you could picture this, there was a lady sitting by the window. The middle seat was empty.And I had an aisle seat.
然后有一个那个中间那个飞机上三排位置有一个女士坐在靠窗口，中间是空的，我坐在那个走道上那个位置。
As the door closed and we realized that no one would be sitting in the middle, we buckled our seat belts.
所以这个一看看都没有人坐在中间，我们就把这个安全带系上。
And I closed my eyes and was going to take that little nap.
然后就把眼睛一闭，我就想去打一个盹吧。
But God was kind of insisting that there was going to be something that I needed to do.
哦，结果神坚持说，哎，你还要做一点事情。
I really didn't know what it was, but as I continued to pray, God says, "You need to tell the lady that's sitting by the window your story of what Christ means to you."
啊，他我一直不晓得是什么事情，结果神跟我说，哎，那个坐在那个窗口那个女士，你要告诉她那个神到底在你身上做了些什么事情。
Now, my dear brothers and sisters, I've told my story about Jesus' love for my life and how my life has been changed many times.
你知道。弟兄姐妹们，我跟这个传福音跟人家说耶稣基督在我身上做的事情，不知道给人家说过多少遍了。
But if I'm honest with you, which I will be, I didn't want to do it that day.
我跟你讲，假如说我老实跟你讲，我已经讲了多少遍在这辈子，但是那天我实在是不想再讲了，对那个女的。
God and I had kind of a little argument going back and forth.
然后神跟我两个就在这心中有点争论。
He said, "I want you to tell her your story." And I said, "I don't want to tell my story."
神对我说，哎，你去跟那个女士讲。这个 pastor 就说，哦，我不高兴去讲。
Well, just to tell you, to fast forward a bit, the plane's now in the air.
那我告诉你，现在的飞机已经在空中了。
I look over and she's sound asleep.
她那个那边。那位女士也是深深的睡着了。
And I said, "Great."
我说，哇，太好了。
God, that you took care of this for me, right now.
她在睡觉，那你来管吧。
Well, I spent 2 days in the Portland area. I spoke at the seminar I was speaking at. Got back on the airplane to fly back into San Francisco.
所以我在那里就这个事情啊，我在 Portland 在两天，在这个。神学院在那里讲到。
I sat in the same aisle seat that I sat in going out.
然后在我回来的时候，我就上了飞机上，我就坐在同样在走道上坐那个位置。
There was a lady in the window seat.
哈，在这个窗口那个有一个女士。
And the middle seat was empty.
啊，中间的位置也是空的。
They're just about to close the door on the airplane.
啊，真要这个飞机要关门的时候。
And this lady rushes onto the airplane at the last minute.
结果有一个女人又上了飞机了。
Now, she sits down in the middle seat.
那个女的就坐在那个中间的空位置。
And let me tell you, she was the lady that sat in the window seat.
你知道是谁吗？你们大家都笑了。就是我来的时候坐在那个窗口，神要我跟她去讲耶稣那个女的，现在坐在更靠近我，坐在中间那个位置了。
So we had about a 10-minute conversation about. She said, "This is a coincidence."
哦，她说，哎，这件事巧合吧？怎么又是你啊？
I wasn't scheduled to be on this plane. I got on it at the last minute. I chose this seat. It was the only seat to choose. And you're on this plane in the same seat that you were on.
她说，我这最后是我们并没有坐这趟飞机，后来我就选择了这架飞，就赶快在十分钟以前就上去，就选择位置，结果又碰到你了。
I had to say to her, "This is not a coincidence."
他说，他说这跟那个女士讲，哎，这完全不是巧合。
At that point, it was necessary for me to tell her that what God had told me to do as we were flying out that I didn't do, and that God brought her to that seat for a purpose.
所以我就只得跟他承认说，你知道吗？在我来到这个 Portland 的时候，我神要我做的事情，我就没有做。现在神又把你带在旁边的时候，我非要做不可了。
What is interesting is that then she began to tell me her story.
你这样子更有趣的是，这个女士先告诉我她的这个故事。
That she had given up on the church because the church had hurt her because she didn't feel that the church really loved her.
因为这个女士说，她对她的教会完全失望了，她觉得那个教会对她一点爱心都没有。
There were things in her lifestyle and the way she was living where people were very critical of her.
因为她的这个在她的那生命中间的那个所过的那生活的那个一切的事情，那个教会内很不喜欢。
By the time we arrived in San Francisco, I got to share with her that God loved her in spite of the things that other people thought about her.
当那个飞机从 Oregon 到的旧金山的时候，快到的时候，我就告诉她说，不管这个教会的人怎么讲，神爱你。
I cannot tell you how that story is going to end yet because it hasn't ended.
我不能告诉你这个最后的结果怎么样，因为现在还没有结果。
We've been emailing back and forth and answering questions that she's been raising.
然后我就在那给她写 email， 然后都过来过去，然后那个女士也问她问题。
You see, brothers and sisters, when our lives are changed, God does all these things in changing us, and then He gives us the power to be His ambassador, His spokesperson, and that is the mission that He has called us all to be.
所以，当我们神把我们改变的时候，神把我们改变到一个程度，我们不得不做他的大事，我们不得不做他去为他去做事情。
In conclusion, let me say this.
最后的结论是让我说这个。
The biggest lie that Satan tells us is that
这个最大的谎言
is that we must be good before we can come to Jesus.
告诉我们说，你必须要你完全，你必须要做一个好人，才能够到神面前去。
The reality is that Jesus died for our sins.
这个事实上是耶稣基督是为我们的罪而死。
While we were still His enemies.
当我们仍然是在他为仇敌的时候。
That Jesus rose from the dead and is living today.
然后耶稣基督他是从死里复活，他今天还活在我们中间。
Victorious over sin and death.
他是战胜了这个罪恶，也战胜了死亡。
Through His work on the cross and His gift to us of the Holy Spirit.
由于他在十字架上的工作，由于圣灵给我们这个他带给我们圣灵。
We are made new and empowered to live for Jesus.
我们完全是个新人，我们完全只有从他的重新得到能力。
Wherever we find ourselves in life.
不管我们在生命中任何事情，他都给我们能力。
This is freeing and joyful news.
这个是一个把我们释放了，而且是给我们喜乐的一个消息。
Brothers and sisters, when Jesus changes,
弟兄姐妹们，当耶稣基督改变我们的时候，
when Jesus changes your life,
当耶稣基督改变你的时候，
He makes us a brand new person.
他把我们变成一个完全一个新造的人。
Amen.
Amen.